And in the second city, Iran, someone's been shot. They can't even agree who he is. To you now.
Yes, I also wanted to raise the economic question, not just for Egypt, but for the whole region. There's a particularly interesting article in today's Guardian by someone called El Hassan bin Talal, who is a Royal Highness somewhere or other. Doesn't actually say what country, but nevertheless, the article suggests that, among other things, that we need a supranational community of water and energy for the human environment, an Arab equivalent of the European coal and steel community. And that struck me as being a very constructive suggestion. I've thought for a long time that what the Middle East needs is something like the European Union, was to get rid of the of some of the conflicts. But one other very quick word, no one's mentioned Israel yet.
Yeah. Right, well, you just have. So, who will begin on the reaction or the effect on Israel? Would you, Maha, like to begin?
I think it's very telling that we haven't mentioned Israel yet, and that is because it is such a domestic issue, that these protests, in a sense, were very much to do with regime change. And even in the square, I think that this is important, that Israel didn't feature, there were, as many have said before me, I mean, the Israeli flag was not burnt, the American flag was not burnt. This was about something else, it's about a different struggle, at least at this stage. That is not to say that the whole issue of nationalism is not very strong. It is extremely strong among secular Egyptians and Islamists alike, and it has become very, very clear that the whole issue of the peace treaty with Israel is not something that's going to be torn up. But there are many who feel that it ought to be revised, and this is not only from among the Muslim Brotherhood. There are secularists and nationalists who will say this agreement happened, this treaty was signed at a time when Egypt was not a democracy. I've just heard it today interviewing someone. This happened when Egypt was not a democracy, and no, we have a right perhaps to revise it. Now, whether that happens is another matter. A government in power has to take into account issues of security and so on. So I don't think the peace with Israel is going to be over, but it will become even colder.
Can you
at the same time as being however relieved that their dictatorships, which mean that Israeli ministers can have one-on-one relationships with these people and not actually have to deal with the anger and frustration about the Palestinian question, which we know exists throughout many people, if not the majority of people in the Middle East. So this is going to be a problem for them. Obviously, in terms of Egypt, the key issue is going to be Gaza and whether the border with Gaza will be kept closed or not kept closed. And the last Egyptian government was very clear, and it arranged everything with Israel and it kept it closed. But there's going to have to be some kind of evolution and maturity about this. And if Israel really wants to live amongst its neighbours, and if it wants its as it claims, and we heard Danielle on the other day on the Today programme saying, oh yes, well, it's very good that Egypt's going to be a democracy. Well, if they want that, then maybe they're going to have to change some of their internal policies. And we know that the election which brought Hamas to power in Gaza was a democratic election. I was there. Doesn't mean that the right people won, whatever your point of view is, but it was a genuine election, and Hamas did genuinely win, whatever you think about Hamas. And we're going to have another Palestinian election now before September. Israel's going to have to make some decisions about how it deals with that.